This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. My guest today is Jim Harley of the Collings Foundation. The Collings Foundation has for many years toured with vintage aircraft, World War II aircraft. We're at Venice, Florida at the moment, where there is a B-17G, a B-24J, and a P-51C, all of which are flown in, and tours are conducted and rides are conducted. Jim, how's a guy like you get involved with something like this?
Well, 7 years ago, they had an opening for a logistics person, somebody to do their rides. And I saw an opportunity, and I sold my house and my business and joined the circus, as we call it.
What's your piloting background to qualify for these flying jobs? Because you fly the 24 and the 17, I think you said.
Yeah, well, I've been flying since I was a little kid. My grandparents, both my grandfathers flew, and been flying since I was very young. I actually got my private pilot's license a year after I started with this. I just put it off for so long. This was an excuse to get it. And I built all my time in the bombers, so they've really taught me to fly.
How did you get checked out in these aircraft?
The B-17, I spent probably 300 hours in the right seat just learning the airplane and actually flying it from the right seat. And the natural progression is you move to the left seat and eventually get a type rating in it, which I did last year.
Let's talk a little bit about the Collings Foundation tour. I didn't really realize that these things go on for quite some number of months.
Yeah, the tour starts in early January, and we take a two-week break for a second maintenance break, which is usually mid-February. And once we go back on the road, we finish in November. We do about 120 cities across the U.S.
And you will have started out in Massachusetts, is that correct?
No, the foundation offices are in Massachusetts. The aircraft are actually kept in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, for their annual at American Aero Services.
So we're in January now, so this is the beginning of the tour?
Yeah, this is the beginning. We're on our fourth stop. The Florida tour, I think, has 9 cities this year, 9 or 10. And then we again, drop them off for second maintenance breaks, which is about 2 weeks. And then we pick them up again and start the national tour.
Speaking of maintenance, this morning when I arrived, they were repairing a hydraulic problem in the B-24. Is that a common occurrence on these airplanes?
We work on them every day. It's not like a car where you can take it to a shop. We work on it where they sit. And if we have a maintenance squawk, we just do it right where it's sitting.
Do they require a lot of maintenance typically?
Actually, no. For 70-year-old machines, they're actually fairly reliable. We rarely have major maintenance issues, and the things that do come up are mostly changing tires or leaky pushrod tubes, simple things that can be done on the road and are pretty easy to accomplish.
What size crew do you carry with you on these tours?
Without the B-25, which we carried a crew complement of around 14, we travel with about 10 people now.
And the typical setup, you arrive at the airport, the airplanes become available for tours by the public, and the public can also buy rides on these.
Yeah, when we hit a city, it takes us about 15 to 20 minutes to set the airplanes up for tours. We offer rides in the morning and the afternoon. Of course, we'll fly all day if we can, if we have enough people. But generally, we schedule flights after 4:30 in the evening and generally or 9 o'clock in the morning.
And we're standing right next to the B-17G. This is a non-combat aircraft, was completed in 1945, but it does have an interesting history.
Yeah, it was a nuclear test aircraft at Yucca Flats, and it saw 3 blasts. And several B-17s were fairly well written off during that time, and this one survived. And it was purchased by Globe, and they're a forest fighting company in Arizona. They restored it, and they flew it out of the desert. It took them about 6 weeks to get it flyable. Many said they couldn't get it done, and they did. Proved them all wrong, and it flew out of the nuclear test area. Of course, it was cooled down by then, and we've had it tested since, actually, with Geiger counters, and there's not a trace of nuclear residue in it anywhere.
And quite a restoration job that has, in fact, been done twice because the aircraft was involved in an accident in Pennsylvania and then repaired and restored once again.
Yeah, it went off the runway in Beaver Falls in 1987 and did quite a bit of damage. It pulled both landing gears out. The number 3 engine came off. Did a lot of damage in the nose and the belly area. They craned it out, and a super volunteer force in Beaver Falls actually got the airplane flying again. They ferried it down to Florida to Tom Riley's Vintage Bombers Restoration Museum, and he went through it again and gave it his blessing, and it's been on the road ever since, and it's a really good airplane.
Let's talk about the B-24J, the only flying J model B-24 Liberator out there. It is a combat aircraft, correct?
Yeah, it flew with the Royal Air Force during World War II. It was finished in August of 1944 at Fort Worth, Texas, at the Consolidated Plant. It went to India and served as a lend-lease airplane with the Royal Air Force, flying anti-sub patrol missions. At the end of the war, it was abandoned by the British along with about 30 other B-24s. And the Indians cobbed together what they could of that fleet, and they kept a good many of them flying into the 60s. And 90% of the B-24s that survive today are because of the Indian Air Force machines.
And this aircraft has also been restored to a high degree, it looks like, from touring. Everything seemed to be in excellent condition in the airplane.
Yeah, it's in remarkable condition. When we got the airplane, it was complete. It had the original turrets it came from the factory with. So it was remarkably complete from the start, and Tom Riley, back in 1989, when he finished the restoration, had gone through it nose to tail, and just really did a beautiful job of restoring the airplane, and it's a testament to the work that he did and that it's still flying today in pristine condition.
Now, you're a guy who flies both the B-17 and the B-24. Compare and contrast for us. Which is your favorite?
Yeah, you know, it's an honor to fly these airplanes, and I'm lucky enough to be able to fly both of them. And they're night and day. The B-17 is a pilot's airplane. You can trim it up and fly it hands off. It's not very fast. We cruise at about 140, 150 miles an hour. And if you read the spec sheet on the throttle quadrant, that's about combat cruise. So it's not a fast airplane, but it handles very nice. It's a delightful airplane to fly, but it's a tail dragger. It's one of the largest tail draggers flying now. Like any tail dragger, you got to keep it straight. And as long as you do that, it'll be honest with you. It talks to you. It doesn't have any nasty habits. Just pay attention in crosswinds. The B-24, on the other hand, is a whole different animal. We joke, if you can get it to the runway, you can fly it. It's very short-coupled in the landing gear. For the newcomer, it's difficult to taxi because it throttles and brakes. But once you get the hang of it, you can get it to the runway. Flying it, you're flying it the entire time. There's no relaxing. You really can't trim it up. We joke, you can roll a dime across the flight deck and you have to retrim it. It's very sensitive in pitch, very heavy in pitch, sensitive and heavy, which usually don't go together. The ailerons are fairly light, and it's fairly responsive, but another thing we say, it doesn't do straight. You just kind of point it and keep it going in the general direction you want it to go. And flying formation's difficult with it. You're always correcting and adjusting. But you learn to love it. It's one of those airplanes that grows on you, and really a delight.
Well, thanks for speaking with us, Jim. Can you give us a little more information on finding out about the calling schedule? I believe it's on the website.
Yeah, callingsfoundation.org or bomberrides.org. We have a couple ways to get a hold of us. We have a 1-800 number. We also have an ME-262 joining us hopefully in April. So we'll have 4 aircraft on the road and a lot of history to be taken in through tours and actual rides.
Sounds exciting. Thanks for speaking with us, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
We've been listening to Jim Harley of the Collings Foundation discussing the Collings Bomber Tours for 2009. This is Paul Bertarelli for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.